All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, December 13th, spooky of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a six-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a single NHL showdown. Should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show tomorrow on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. We do have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern today. Plenty of people already signed up, so should be a good show. All right, let's get SaberSim up. A couple questions came in the Discord already, so we will start with those and see where we go from there. So a couple two-for-ones, couple of questions that really kind of overlap with each other. So I'm going to hit two of these at least. First question, can you discuss the new ignore min-max exposure feature in beta? And then there was like a piggyback saying I wanted to see Andrew run through a build in autofill, so that would be great. So these two kind of go together. There's another part here which we'll talk about during the build here where it says, Andrew, if you could discuss if there's a difference in filtering ROI greater than zero in direct versus autofill. There's been some discussion in Ultimate Chat today about that. Specifically in autofill, will the filter of plus ROI be contest specific or average of all contests? That's another one. And then last one, these are all kind of meshed together. Andrew, after running my contest sim and sorting by ROI, would you recommend still setting a filter of ROI greater than zero, or would that be defeating the purpose? Thanks. Okay, so going to do one big build here and basically talk about all of these things. So full disclosure, I haven't messed around with the min or max exposure, the ignore min or max exposure feature on beta yet. I'm on beta right now, so we're going to do it live, right? I'm going to mess around with it. I have an entries file loaded up here. And, you know, these are like all the contests that I'm playing for today. So this is my entry file. And, you know, we're going to basically build some lineups for today's NBA main slate. So going to come in here, a couple adjustments to projections. I'm only going to build 2,000 lineups and we're going to kick this off. So let's let these lineups run. And we'll just give this a second here. Almost done. All right. Lineups are finishing up now. So far, so good. I'm in direct fill, going to kick off the contest sim. I think this is a good point to talk about this specific question here. If you could discuss if there's a difference in filtering ROI greater than zero in direct versus autofill. There's been chat today if this will be contest specific or the average. Okay, so direct fill, if you filter ROI greater than zero, it is going to be the average. Okay, so direct fill is using the ROI sorting metric, but it is using the summary stat that is shown right here, this average of selected contests. Your sorting goes by this, your lineup filters go by this number, right? All these contest-specific numbers in here are effectively, you know, averaged out, right? So that's not how this works. Now, in autofill, it is contest-specific. So when I am in autofill, let's say I have a filter for ROI greater than zero, which it looks like this, right? ROI greater than zero. Save that. This is contest specific, okay? And the reason for this, okay? remember, you can mimic what autofill does in direct fill. It just takes way longer, right? So what autofill is doing is it's saying, okay, hey, let's uncheck all of these contests. I'm going to show this in direct fill. Let's uncheck all these contests. Let's check one. Let's resort the lineups, which the builder's doing right now when it says loading lineups. Let's apply any contest-specific filters, and then let's save these lineups, right? Let's also apply min uniques. Let's also apply minimax exposures, whatever you're doing. Let's apply all those things, and then let's save these lineups. And then what it does is it goes back into the dropdown and says, okay, now let's go to contest two, and now let's do the same exact thing, right? There's just a lot of more button clicking, a lot more steps that are going into doing this manually. When you do this in autofill, it does it faster for you. But you can go through the steps so you understand them in direct fill, right? So the same way right now, I have one contest selected, and this target ROI filter is filtering out lineups greater than zero. That is happening on a contest-specific basis. The question is actually kind of interesting, right? Because it's like, hey, you know, is direct fill being contest-specific? It can be. If you do one contest at a time, but it's always going to average across however many contests are chosen at the same time in the contest dropdown. That is like the key thing you guys need to take away there. However many contests are selected in this window right now is however many contests ROIs are being averaged. All right. Now this seems like a good opportunity to go discuss this question. Can you discuss the new ignore min max exposure feature in beta? Yeah, absolutely. So in beta, we have these new two columns, ignore min max exposures. They are on automatically for single entries specifically. And the reason for this, right? Maybe I have, you know, 295 lineups here, right? And, you know, maybe I'm looking at this in direct fill. And I have my exposure set, right? And I come in here, my top exposed player is Miles Bridges, right? Well, maybe I don't want him in, you know, 100% of my lineups. Maybe I want him closer to like the pool percentage, right? So instead of 83%, maybe I drop this down to 65. Okay, you're not saying you don't want to play him. You're just saying you don't want to play him in 84% of your lineups, right? You just want him in a little bit less, doing a little bit of risk management. Well, what happens when you set this max exposure of 65%? Remember, we're going contest by contest, right? So when the builder's going through this list and it gets to your single entry, okay? When it's looking at a single entry, and I'll show this. Let me reset this first. Hold on. Let me select all the contests. All right. So let me unselect the max exposure. And then let me go and just grab a single entry. So here, right, my exposures for my single entry, when the builder gets to this contest, my exposures are either 100% or zero. You notice Miles Bridges is in this lineup, right? I'm saying I want him in 65% across all my lineups. But what happens when the builder gets to autofill and he gets to this point, it's saying, hey, you know, in order to be in this lineup, you must have an exposure of 100. Their max exposure that they set is 65. That means we can't play this player in any single entry the way the builder is set up at the moment, right? So I'm going to set the 65 max exposure. He goes away. Look how far down in our pool that takes us. That takes us all the way down to lineup 62, where we have to skip so many lineups because that max exposure was being applied. Well, now what happens, or now what you can do, right, is you can leave on this ignore min max exposure check mark, and then the max exposures get applied, the min and max exposures get applied to all the other contests where those boxes are unchecked, so you can get lineups that rank higher in your pool while still respecting the exposures at least across most of your portfolio, right? I mean, the single entries, you know what? I have 295 entries and I have less than 10 single entries, right? So at least I know the Minimax exposures are being applied across 90% of the entries that I'm playing tonight, right? So that's what that feature does. All right, couple more questions from this demo. Would you still recommend setting a filter for ROI greater than zero, or would that be defeating the purpose? So I like to do it, right? And the reason I like to do it is because, let's say, you know, these are the lineups I'm playing, right? Okay, you know, I'm like ready here. I want to set my min uniques. Maybe I set it to like 3, right? I go in here, I figure this out. So when setting my min uniques to 3, when using unique rank, I honestly don't know how far down in the pool the builder's going to have to go to fill out all of my lineups, right? So I like to have that comfort in knowing that every time the builder is going from one contest to the next, it is at least ignoring the negative ROI lineups. And at no point am I going to force it to play negative ROI lineups by using min uniques, by using minimax exposures, right? So at least I know that the builder is not going to go and play negative ROI lineups. You know, you could check this after the fact. It is really time consuming if you have like a ton of entries. So it's the reason I don't do it. But the filter, you know, I'm comfortable using the filter. You don't have to use it if you don't want to, but it's totally up to you. But that's my recommendation since you asked. All right. All right, let's finish this autofill build. I'm trying to see if there's any more questions coming in like related to this. Ozone said, in what situation would direct fill be more plus EV than autofill? I have noticed that exposures I try to set seem to be ignored in autofill. So that could be a reason, right? One of the biggest differences between direct and auto is that with direct, you get to see your exposures and the lineups before they go into the contest. With autofill, it's a little bit opposite, right? You set some like guidelines and stuff, you click save, and then you see the final exposures after the fact. So there's a little bit of a difference with how those two work. Direct fill is more if you want to be hands-on with your lineups, right? I don't think there is like a, hey, you know, this one's more positive EV, this one's less. There's pros and cons to each, right? Direct fill, you can see your lineups. You can see them before they go into the contest. But it's a little bit slower, right? If you're in a time crunch, autofill is a little bit better, right? So autofill faster, you know, you can get your lineups in quicker, react to news better, but you're trusting the builder a little bit more to apply these things and to give you good lineups, and you're not, you know, spot checking them as you go. So kind of personal preference, they're both good tools, and there's use cases for using both, in my opinion. Jimmy said in the past, Annie mentioned entry effectiveness or the number of players in contest to determine if it's worth playing in. Would you still apply today since he talked about this years ago? Okay, so what we're talking about is like unique entrance in a contest, right? So like thinking about how many players does it take to fill out this contest, right? I think it's still a good thing to think about. So like for instance today, right? If we go to the contest tab, you know, I'm playing two mini maxes, right? I'm playing the 50 cent mini max where I maxed it out. But then there's also the, where is it? $2 mini max, right? Where I've only entered 30 entries into this, right? So what's the difference here? Well, the first one has 47,000 entries, right? The second one only has 6,000. So in this second one, right, if you just pull up your calculator, and we'll just do this for both. So 47,562 divided by 150 equals 317. So it would take 317 unique users to max out the 50 cent mini max, right? Okay, well, what about the other one? The 5,945 divided by 150. This one only takes 39 people, right? So this is like 1/10 of the users that it takes to max out this contest. Well, even at the low stakes, you know, there are still good players, and there are enough good players, in my opinion, to make this contest actually very hard, actually very sharp. So, you know, I'm taking those things into consideration when I'm determining, you know, how many lineups to play. It does get reflected in like the size of the contest as well. You know, the size has a big impact, but I think that that's a good thing to be aware of. And especially if like, especially if you're going a little bit higher in stakes, you know what I mean? If like you're kind of maxed out at the low stakes, you're trying to figure out which contests are going to be good to play as you like go up a little bit, right? You could definitely think about this. You know, there's like the, on like a Sunday main slate, you know, there's some really good $12 single entry contests where there are, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of unique entries, right? I think they run like a $12 single entry somewhere in like the 10 to 20K range. You know, that's a great contest, right? You could compare that. They usually have $12 from my recollection, right? There's like a flagship and then they open up a second one and they open up a third one. Well, the first one is probably the softest, right? Because it takes more unique entrants to enter that one than the third one where that only has like 1,000, 2,000 people, right? So if you gave me three different single entries with three different sizes, you know, not only does the top one have the biggest prize, yeah, that's cool, but it also has the most unique entrants, and the more unique entrants there are, the more likely you are to get some more softer lineups in those contests, right? So something to think about. All right, let's keep going with this autofill demo. So we'll go back here. Taking a lot of detours along the way, it was just great, no problem. All right, I'm going to reset this max exposure. So quick note for you guys, I don't know exactly why this is happening, but if you ever see my lineups go to zero for whatever reason, easiest thing to do, change the fill methods. You know, if you're on unique rank, change to rank and then change back. If you're on rank, change to unique rank and then change back. It resets everything and then you'll get the correct numbers again. So that's the first thing. I don't know exactly why it's happening. I'll mention it to the team, but I know that's like a quick and easy workaround. All right, so what do we got right now? We got an ROI greater than zero filter. We got autofill. I'll tell you guys how I determined my min uniques, just since we're right here. So what I like to do, I like to go into autofill. And, you know, I apply my filter, whatever. I go into my aggregate metrics. Say I go average, target ROI. So I like to go and take my biggest contest with biggest is in regards to how many entries I have. And then I'll do what I talk about all the time, which is like changing the uniques, watching how the metrics move, right? And then let's say, you know, I'm going down here and I settle on like three min uniques, right? Let's just say I like three. Well, then, okay, I'm going to use three here and then I'm going to jump to autofill, right? So I do that in direct and then I jump to auto. And then I basically apply these across. But one thing I'll do is I'll scale them a little bit. It's like, okay, I'm using three for 150. But like 20 entries is like pretty far from 150 and you could do this, right? And like see a difference. So then for like some of these smaller ones, I'll use like four. Okay. Well then I'm going to go one up for like all these 20 maxes. And for like the 10 max or 10 entry. And then maybe for like my three maxes or like more single digit, you know, type stuff. I go even one higher, right? Like you could go four, you could go five, you could test all of these and see how they do, like if you want to do the time to do that, and then I'm good, right? Remember for the single entries, it's not going to matter because you need two lineups to compare in min uniques. So, and we could show this, right? Like if I'm in direct fill and I am on a single entry contest, okay, I'm looking at lineup one, right? Well, what if I switch min uniques to eight? I am still looking at lineup one. That's because there is no other contest to compare this to. So in your autofill, it does not matter if your min uniques for your single entries is set to one or set to nine or eight or whatever, right? So only ones you have to worry about are your other contests, which I've accidentally changed them all here. So I'm just going to leave it at three for all of them just for the sake of this, right? Personally, I like to use rank. You know, I'm okay if a lineup grades out well for multiple 20 maxes, yeah, you know, let's ship them all. You know, who cares? So personal risk thing, if you guys want to do a unique lineup for every entry, that is okay. I know that's more of like our stock recommendations here. I'm a little more risky player compared to like Jordan and some of the advice that he gives. So it's okay to, you know, come at things from different angles. That is all right. So that's what I'm doing personally. And then I would be ready to rock and roll, save these, upload them to my lineup set, and go from there. So looks like we have like some pretty decent gaps here. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, like an hour between each window of games here. So it should be a fun night of DFS. All right, let's take a peek here in the Discord. See what else is happening. OD said, thanks, bro. You're welcome. All right, cool. Looks like we're all caught up with questions. Did a demo, talked about a bunch of ROI and filters, beta stuff here. Super cool, super fun. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back in about 35-ish minutes for our build review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Thanks. Bye.